Tango Tango Papa 2093, December 23rd, 2021.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here, coming to you once again from vacation. So today is the day before Christmas Eve. So I met a friend for lunch, and then afterwards, I kind of stopped by Best Buy again. I've been kind of haunting Best Buy lately and didn't end up buying anything, but I kind of looked around. There's a lot of, obviously, a lot of people are out shopping today, and it's going to be even worse tomorrow. A lot of the stores will be closing early, you know, just early. A lot of them will still be open tomorrow. But many of them will be closing kind of early, and then they'll be closed on Christmas Day. And then, of course, then you have the day after Christmas, and that's usually very busy as well. So not a bad day today. It was kind of mostly cloudy. And I'm not sure what the temperature got up to. It was warm enough, or cool enough, I still had my jacket on, but there were a lot of people that were just running around without it. So let's see what local weather. Well, it's 56. So that was about the high, and maybe they're saying 59 is supposed to be the high, so it might have been warmer. I guess it might have been warmer a little earlier. Right now it's about 4:51, so it's close to 5 o'clock. And then, let's see, so the 10 days, they're saying Friday, December the 24th, 71, and then Saturday, which is Christmas Day, 68. Sunday, 68, Monday, 66, Tuesday, 67, with a chance of rain, and then Wednesday, 67, with a chance of rain. So, not bad. Not bad at all. So I'm not gonna complain about it. So, but enjoy it while it's there, because all you have to do with the weather is just wait, and it will change, guaranteed. So, in the last several podcasts, I've been talking about the idea of conscience, you know, kind of being integrated, integral part of consciousness. And so, and I was thinking about this morning again, and I've touched on this before. Our conscience is the thing that we are most intimate with as conscious creatures. Our conscience. That's the thing that we either embrace and become friends with, or we wrestle with it. We try to argue against it. We try to distract ourselves away from it. But yet, it's always there. And people, you know, it doesn't matter whether you believe in God or not. I believe conscience is basically God kind of talking to us without without words. But that's always there. It's at the very base of our conscious awareness. Is conscience. And whether we argue with it or not, whether we've driven a wedge between ourselves and our conscious or our conscience or not, it's always there. It is the thing that we are most intimate with. And whether or not you say you believe in God, it's irrelevant. Because you have to believe in your conscience. Everyone has one. Everyone's got one. You know, now you can make arguments about sociopaths and psychopaths and what have you, but we all have a conscience. And that's one thing you can believe in. And that is the thing that really is, I'm convinced now, that really is the thing that we need to be aware of. That is the thing that we need to be concerned with. And I think salvation, the idea of salvation, really does revolve around being friends with, being intimate with, in a friendly way, conscience. And so the thing, you know, I was thinking about this morning again, and, you know, that really is kind of a profound idea that we're so intimate with conscience. But then the thing that I realized is that we are not only intimate with conscience, we're very intimately aware of it. Not only that, and this thought really ended up literally sending a chill down my spine, we are with that conscience, with the conscience that we know, maybe the conscience that we've struggled against, the conscience that we've tried to drive a wedge between ourselves and that conscience. We are with that conscience for an eternity. And as soon as that thought struck my mind, a chill ran down my back. And I knew immediately it was true. I don't know why I hadn't thought of it before, but it really is, I knew it was true as soon as I was able to kind of think of it and put it into words, articulate it. I knew it was true. It's always been true, but for some reason I just didn't ever really see it that way. Now, with that being said, let's say that you're someone and you don't want to believe, you know, you kind of poo-poo the idea that there's a God, and you sort of use that, you use these hypocritical Christians or the people that talk about religion and religious ideas, and you kind of use that as a whipping boy. Or a method of sort of verbally distancing yourself from the idea that there is a creator and that you have to answer to the creator. Well, that's all well and good, but you can't get away from your conscience. I really believe we don't get away with anything. I think that is literally true. We do not get away with anything. Because we have to live with conscience. We're going to be with this conscience. We're going to be with this conscience an eternity. I think that's true. So the idea that, you know, some people have, well, you just go to, you know, you die and you lay in the dirt or whatever, and that's the end of it. I don't think it's like that. I think we end up, as we don't even know what a consciousness is. You know, as I've said before, the material reductionists like to think that everything can just arises from matter. And so you can just perform your different scientific experiments on the matter, and everything arises from that. And so you have this really complicated human brain structure with all the, you know, an untold number of networks going on within the brain. The cells are all sort of networked together in a myriad of different ways. And somehow consciousness just emerges from that. And I think that's BS. It's obvious that we, you know, our brain is a storage mechanism, and it's enormously complicated, and of course they're trying to unravel it, but it, you know, for the most part, it's still a mystery, you know, and certainly consciousness itself is a mystery. But one thing is for sure, we all have a conscience. And you can't get away from that conscience. You know, the people that you know, think, well, I'm just going to, you know, I'm tormented. For whatever reason, I'm tormented. I'm just going to end it all and, you know, kill myself and put myself out of the, and I don't have to deal with this torturing conscience anymore. My consciousness is screwed up. Well, you know, for one thing, the reason your consciousness is screwed up is because there's a part of it that you've driven a wedge between yourself and your conscience. Your consciousness cannot be complete as long as you're at odds with the part of it that you call conscience. And so, you know, I think that, you know, someone that commits suicide, they're still, you know, I think on the other side of it, they're probably still conscious, and they still have this conscience, and, you know, they're stuck at that point, maybe. I don't know. They're stuck with an eternity of conscience that they're at war with. You know, you go back to the Bible lays this all out very well. That you have the idea of sin. Sin, the original words, literally mean to miss the mark. It's the term that they use is actually an archery term. It means missing the mark, and so your conscience is there to, is, you can think of it in one way to think about it is a guidance mechanism. It's there to guide you. It's there to guide you and kind of give you feedback when you've followed it and you did the right thing or you did the wrong thing. It's there to give you feedback. Hey, you're wrong. You did wrong. You know, and you don't want to hear that because the wrong side of your ego doesn't want to hear that. The wrong side of your ego wants to believe that it's God. And that the wrong side of your ego wants to believe that it's all-powerful and all-knowing. And it isn't. And so the wrong side of your, you have this wrong side of your ego that somehow thinks it's going to benefit by being, you know, kind of going the wrong way. Separating from conscience to be its own conscience. You know, people think they're going to adopt their own set of values. I'm sorry, you can't really do that. In order to be a whole conscious entity, you have to kind of reintegrate your conscience. And that means allowing it to catch up with you. Make friends with your conscience. Don't be at war with your conscience. Because that really is God kind of trying to, leading you or trying to lead you. But we do have free will. And that's the one area of free will that I really believe that we have. You can argue about other, physicists argue about whether free will exists or not. But that is one area where we do have free will. And that is in the area, do we follow our conscience or not? We don't have to. But it's there to help guide us. And if you can really understand that, then it makes everything much easier. Because, the religious language, even, the language in the Bible, maybe it's, who in that, wait a minute, someone's calling me, I'm going to reject that call. There we go. We'll call him back. So, it's probably going to ring again. Need to probably mute it. So, now where was I? You can try, what you need to do is, if you can understand what conscience is, the problem, you have the religious language and then the language in the Bible. Well, the language in the Bible was really, maybe those people then understood it. And of course it was written in, a lot of it was written in other languages, Aramaic and Greek and what have you. And, it was written in those other languages, and then it was translated into the, the King's English, King James Version. And even the King James Version, that's a good translation, but the problem is that the English language and our understanding of it has changed rather radically since the King James English. Because languages are always kind of changing. Over time, as generations pass, the language continues to change. So it kind of becomes difficult to understand. It's not really spelled out very clearly. So, then people will say, well, you can't prove that there's a God. You can't prove there's a God. You can't disprove there's a God. What I can prove to you is that you have a conscience. And you can't deny that you have a conscience. And so, therefore, if you have a conscience and you can't deny that you have a conscience, it makes sense there then to not be at war with it. You're not going to get rid of it. It is the most thing that you're most intimate with, more so than anything else in the world or anyone else, person, place, or thing. You are most intimate with your conscience. You are intimately involved with your conscience. And so it makes perfect sense then to really make friends with it. Allow it to catch up with you. It's there to guide you. It's there to kind of show you where you went wrong. And if it shows you where you make a mistake, it shows you where you went wrong. Then what do? You examine the situation and allow it to point out where you made the mistake, and then you look at the situation and sort of figure out where did I go wrong? What are the elements present? Where did I go wrong? And then maybe hopefully you're able to sort of make adjustments so that that doesn't happen again in the future. But if your conscience starts showing you where you went wrong, and then try to run away from it, or instantly try distracting yourselves, let's say food, drink, change the radio channel, blast the music as loud as you possibly can so that you can't even hear yourself think. There's a myriad of different things that people do in order to try to distract their attention away from their conscience. And that's a big mistake, because then your conscience has to, it comes back louder. And a lot of times people can't sleep at night. And why? Because all of a sudden they're tired and they're laying there in the bed, and the thing that they've been running from all of a sudden kind of is catching up with them, and they don't know what to do because they haven't ever been able to face it squarely. That's why once in a while I talk about the meditation that I have on my website. And actually, I didn't know I was going to be talking about this. However, let's see. So I'm going to try something here. Let's see if we can add a browser. Okay, so we're going to create a new browser. All right, and we're going to type in, you just probably saw something pop up there. We're going to type in, let me move this microphone a little bit back so I can type, www.truckertompodcast.com. Okay, and let's see what happens when I click OK. Aha. Okay, so there we go. So they're up in the... He's trying to call me back. I'll call him back in a bit. So up in the upper corner there, you see, like a little version of the part of my website right there, TruckerTomPodcast.com. And so up at the top, you see the banner across the top, and then you see where in the left corner there towards the center it says home, and then to the right it says video and meditation exercise. And so I can't click on that right now, but because it's not that, actually it's just open, it's just kind of a static image of the web page. But you can see, you can click on that, and then that will actually take you to the area where I have the files listed. I haven't gotten sophisticated enough yet with this this software to be able to show live web pages. And I know you can do that. You can actually do that. So anyway, let me go ahead and just get rid of that image. Are you sure you want to remove? Yes. Oops, wrong image. Oops. We're watching me kind of screw around with this software live, and okay, there we go. Let's try that again. We'll put that back. Okay, so let's see. I don't remember which image I had, so we're just going to pick one of these at random and sort of see what happens. Oops. Let's just move that down and click on the right thing, and then we can get rid of it. There we go. All right. So, just kind of watch me do this stuff live. But anyway, you have that meditation. If you try it out, I do believe that it will help most people. If you're sincere about doing it, I do believe that it will help most people. But I can't promise that it will. But it will help. And if you do find that it helps you, and it probably will, then it is up to you to continue with it. Because it's not just a once and done thing. You need to, if you're serious, if you really are serious about making friends with your conscience, then what you're going to do is you're going to be serious about it. And, serious to the point where you're willing to go, use that meditation technique. You're going to end up being very serious about it. There we go. If you're watching the video, you're seeing me adjust it. There, we got pumpkins in the background now. But you'll be serious about, you'll be very serious about doing it. Because the meditation technique does offer you some relief because, instead of running from your conscience, you're sort of, with that meditation technique, it's a very simple technique to kind of get you in, to stay in the moment. It will demonstrate to you that you are not your thoughts. You're not a prisoner of your thoughts. You're not a slave of your thoughts. You as the point of awareness, are actually separate from your thoughts. You can actually separate from your thoughts. And you can actually kind of, and you may not experience any kind of guilt while you're doing it, but your conscience is probably going to, after you've done that, and that's basically kind of where you need to live, the space you need to live in is sort of not in your thoughts. Once you've done that and you go about your day feeling better, there's going to be little odd moments probably where you all of a sudden you remember something that you, or something wrong that you did or something wrong that you said. And that point, at whenever that happens, that's a very critical point, because instead of knee-jerk running away and trying to distract yourself, what you need to do at that point is face it. Kind of have the attitude, well, conscience, show me where I was wrong. I want to know, if I feel guilty, I want to know why. What did I do wrong? Why do I feel guilty? Where did I go wrong? What were the elements present that caused me to go wrong? Was there something, some iniquity in me that caused me to go wrong? And you ask yourself these questions, and you get answers. I promise you, you'll get some answers. And where the heck do those answers come from? But you can ask yourself questions. I do it all the time, and here come the answers. Where are they coming from? it's pretty interesting. We don't even know what, as I said before, we don't know what consciousness is. We have no clue. No clue. But the answer really is to make friends with, reunify with your conscience. And if you can do that, if you can really do actually do that, reunify with your conscience, then everything changes. As far as attitude and being able to kind of exist in the be in the world but not of it, be able to interact with the world, be able to interact with other people but not end up taking on their toxicity. So anyway, I think I'm going to go ahead and cut this off and see if I can call my friend back. So probably be back again tomorrow. So in any case, hope everyone is having a great week so far, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.